Amen. If you agree, say amen. 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 It's exactly what I've prayed for all week. The Spirit of God would be so sweet and touch us in a new and powerful way. If you don't know who I am, I'm Pastor Harris, the lead pastor here at First Open Bible. And I'm so thankful you're here this morning to worship the King with us today. Amen. Did you come expecting this morning that God would touch your life? If you did, He will. If you didn't, He might shock you, or you may walk away with nothing. Come and tug on heaven. Amen. Well, I wanted to say it's wonderful having our family here today. My mom, my dad, and my Uncle Mark are here today. Would you give them a hand? I'd say come up and say something, but my dad would probably take over. Hallelujah. Amen. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. The hole's apple. Hallelujah. Thank you for being here and pretending it was for us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for grandkids. Amen. 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 Oh, it's good to see you. That's awesome. Hey, kids. Oh. Well, we've had an amazing 2 weeks with this series that God has been pouring out upon us these last 2 weeks. The month of September here at First Open Bible, our main focus and our theme is serve, right? And a lot of times, everything American in us gets all freaked out. Serve? You mean people are supposed to serve us? See, that's what we're used to. But that's not what the Bible teaches us. John 15:5 says, I am the vine and you are the branches. This is Jesus. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So these past 2 weeks, have you produced fruit for the kingdom of God? I hope so. If that's you, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be proud of it, man. I serve some fruit for the kingdom of God. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, hallelujah. I produce fruit, but it ain't ripe. Hallelujah, right? Come on, if you produce fruit for the kingdom of God, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's what I'm saying, Pentecostals. Amen. Amen. Are you giving away the fruit around the ones that you're around that are hungry? See, fruit's no good for just the tree. It's for the people around the tree. Each and every day, you're walking around hungry people that need to know the fruit of the kingdom of God. See, we're God's servants. Amen. We're to sacrifice our pleasures for His purpose. And it's such an honor to serve the Master. He's God, and we are not. He is God, and we are not. He is God, and we are not. The Bible teaches us a simple but profound purpose and why Jesus came here to earth. It's in Mark chapter 10. Uncle Mark, this is your favorite book, isn't it? Amen. Amen. Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and give His life as a ransom for many. Last week I said this. God did not save us to sit. He saved us to serve. And what an honor that is to serve the kingdom of God. So last Sunday night I was praying and we had praise and worship in here. If you don't come on Sunday nights, every Sunday night we have something different and it's amazing. God put upon my heart last year that every single first Sunday of the month we're going to give praise and worship on Sunday night to the King. Because we need to start off with praise and worship. And last week we had praise and worship because the week before that was a holiday. And God put something on my heart, but first He reminded me of something. It was one of my main duties as a pastor, as a shepherd. It's Ephesians 4:11-12. It says, now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and the teachers. And their responsibility is to equip God's people to do His work and build up the church and the body of Christ. And I'm like, thank you, Lord, for reminding me. And I responded, what would you have me do about that this week? And right away, he dropped something right in my spirit. And I just stopped and I sat down and I just started to cry. He gave me one word, humility. Humility. America's favorite word. Humility. What is humility? The definition is this: showing a modest or low esteem of one's own importance. What does a humble servant of God look like? That kind of humility is only best defined by Jesus himself. And he told us in Matthew chapter 20. Our main scripture today is going to be in John chapter 13, if you open there. So how do we know what humility is? Jesus himself gave us in Matthew chapter 20, verse 26, 27, and 28. It says, but among you, it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first among you must be your slave. And even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and give his life as a ransom for many. See, a common misconception among those who want to exercise a leadership role over others, they think it comes with glory and power. It's sad. That guy's been in charge before, obviously. In case you didn't get that on the recording, it was, whatever. A common misconception is that when you're over others in leadership, it's about glory and power. The sad commentary in the church as a whole today is that we have many celebrities and very few servants. And there's many who want to exercise their authority, like I just read in Matthew 20:25, but few who want to take the towel and the basin and wash feet. But in the kingdom of God, the higher you go, the lower you must be. A servant leader seeks to invest himself into the lives of his people. They do that as a whole. So the church community is challenged to grow and to be more like Christ. This is demonstrated in their willingness to give themselves humbly to meet the needs and not necessarily the wants of their people. When I pray for the church, I don't pray for the wants, I pray for the needs. John chapter 13 is monumental in the view of servanthood in the kingdom of God. Why did Jesus take on the role of a servant to his disciples? Why does the King of Kings humble himself before all of his students? See, when we identify with the body of Christ by saying, I'm a Christian, right? A lot of people say, I'm a Christian. But when you identify with the body of Christ, what you're saying is, I'm going to follow Jesus and all that he did and all that he said. We're saying that we will choose to love as Christ loved, and we will serve just as Christ served. So today there's something for all of us to learn. Amen? Come to learn today? We're going to learn from what Christ did and what actually many churches still practice today. Jesus, in this passage I'm about to read, demonstrates to his disciples what he means to love one another as he loved them. If you have your Bibles, John chapter 13, we're going to read the first 17 verses. I'm reading in NLT. Before the Passover celebration, Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave this world and return to his Father. He had loved his disciples during his ministry on earth, and now he loved them to the very end. It was time for supper, and the devil had already prompted Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything and that he had come from God and would return to God. So he got up from the table, took his robe, wrapped his towel around his waist, And he poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around them. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to them, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You don't understand now what I am doing, but someday you will." "No," Peter protested. "You will never wash my feet," Jesus replied. "Unless I wash your feet, you won't belong to me." Simon Peter exclaimed, "Then wash my hands and my head as well, Lord, not just my feet." Jesus replied, "A person who has bathed all over does not need to wash except for the feet to be entirely clean. And you disciples are clean, but not all of you, for Jesus knew who would betray him." That is what he meant when he said, "Not all of you are clean." After washing their feet, he put on his robe again and sat down and asked, "Do you understand what I was doing? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, because that's what I am. And since I'm your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. I tell you the truth, slaves are not greater than their master, nor is the messenger more important than the one who sends the message. Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them." See, at this time in history, the custom of washing feet was held by servants. Foot washing was a full-time job of servants of this day. Masters did not wash the feet of their servants. It was the task of the lesser. But Jesus embraced this task that is reserved for the lowest servant in the household. To be like Jesus, in essence, the task of foot washing should still be a full-time job for God's servants today. The demonstration of washing feet is one of servanthood and love for one another. No follower of Christ is to set himself above serving any other human being. Maybe I need to say that again. No servant or follower of Jesus Christ is to ever set themselves above. Don't you judge anyone for what they're doing. Serve the other human beings that God died for. God observes his people and he blesses those who honor him by serving as conduits of his truth and examples of his authentic, genuine servanthood. Matthew 23:11-12 say this, "The greatest among you must be a servant, but those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." Jesus' love and his humility empowers us to serve others. Jesus, by washing the feet of the disciples, reveals to us a spiritual system and lets everyone come out ahead. You want to win, church? Serve. You want freedom in your life? Serve. You want victory? Serve. You want God to use you? Serve. You want God to change you? Serve. See, it's not the normal way that we think. It's not even the natural way we think. But God's ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways last forever. Church, we got to ask ourselves a tough question this morning. Will we dedicate ourselves to Jesus' way of outgoing, humble service towards one another? Or will we go the way of the world, demanding, taking, and serving ourselves? Christ's example of washing his friends' feet is a reminder of that fundamental choice. So our natural sinful tendency is to look for ways to make others serve us, right? We're used to that. But Jesus got down on his knees and he washed feet. Followers of Jesus, is that you today? Say hallelujah. service, generosity, humility, and laying down all offenses is in direct contrast with the attitude of the rest of humanity. But we're called to be like Jesus and not the world. Amen? Philippians 2, 1 through 8 says this. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one in mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature of God, did not consider equally with God something to be used as his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. Being made in human likeness and being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Jesus gladly chose to surrender. So should I. Jesus humbly laid down his life. So should I. Jesus forgave for everything. So should I. Jesus gave his life for all. So should I. Jesus washed feet in humility. So should I. Brent, could you come up, please? Pastor Cody and the ushers, will you prepare the next part of our service, please? After Jesus washed his disciples' feet, he gave them a new commandment. You remember reading about this? What's the new commandment? John chapter 13, just a few verses later, 34 and 35. So I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. To love in a way that Christ loved would be a magnificent accomplishment. Y'all quiet? Y'all nervous? Should be. Should be excited as well. I was going to teach you something amazing today. Jesus instituted the foot washing ceremony to illustrate that he had come to serve mankind, and all of his followers should do the same. Today is the day we are commanded to go into the world. Amen? Go into the world and love as Christ loved and to serve in the name of Jesus. We're called to always remember our relationship with Christ and to know by that relationship we are empowered to give love, receive love, and witness in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to read this again, John chapter 13, verses 12 through 17. After washing their feet, he put on his robe again and sat down and asked, "Do you understand what I am doing? You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, because that's what I am. And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. I tell you the truth. Slaves are not greater than their master, nor is the messenger greater than the one who sends the message. Now that you know these things," remember, I like to say this, "I've done my part. You've heard the gospel. You've heard God's truth. Now it's up to you and what you're going to do. You are now accountable to what God has taught today. So now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them. So come here in just a moment and wash feet like Christ washed feet of his disciples. And then go into the world and preach the good news with a humble heart in the name of Jesus Christ. The ushers are going to come out here in just a moment. We're going to set up 5 different spots. And I want to challenge the men in here first. God put on my heart this week that I have no business doing this ministry if I'm not doing the ministry as a husband and as a father first. I'm the head of the household. That's how God made it. And my wife's to submit to me. And you think, oh, that's awesome. Guys are like, yeah. You are to die for your wife and your family. I want to challenge anybody who's a leader in here today to wash the feet of those that you serve. This is an opportunity to serve. It's an opportunity for humility, and it's an opportunity to lay down all offenses. There's something you have in between someone else. Go to them and wash their feet. Just like Christ, wash their feet. We have 5 stations here. We should have some buckets here in a moment on the ends where we're going to be able to pour the water. What we have here is this. We have a washcloth for you to use. We have some water to pour. And we have some towels to dry. We're going to sing some worship songs here before we go today. Followers of Christ, if Jesus told us we need to do this, then we need to do it. And I don't know if you're uncomfortable. I don't know if you've ever done this before, but I feel like in my heart, God said, you must do this, and it's going to transform the hearts of this church. If there's any offense in you today, or if you want to truly say, what I've done, I have not been a servant to you, and you want to come and wash the feet, do that. We're going to lower the lights here in just a moment, and I want to pray for us as we go and do what Christ did. If someone asks you, you just sit up on here, take off your shoe, and put 1 foot in at a time. They're going to wash your foot, and they're going to dry it off. Then you put your other foot, they're going to dry it off. And I want to encourage you to pray for one another after it's done. And when you're done, go ahead and pour the water into these buckets and let somebody else go that's behind you. Father, we thank you for this word this morning. Lord, we want to be obedient to what you've called us to do. It's not easy to be humble, Lord. But it's right. It's what you've called us to do. And Lord, as we follow your commandment to wash one another's feet, may it transform something inside of us. Lord, I pray that even this very day, as we wash someone else's foot, that you give us love and compassion in a new way that we've never felt before. And humility, may it take over our life. So when we leave this place here today, that we can truly go and serve the world in humility and love one another with compassion and to realize our rightful place. Yes, I'm a son or a daughter of the Most High. The King is my dad. But I'm to look and act like Christ. And I'm not better than anyone. May you come now and transform us to look more like Jesus. We love you and we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.